Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Lady Adie Show. This podcast is about books. Anything about books, from reading them, writing them, to publishing them, from the technical detail of how to get your dream book onto the shelves of your local bookshop, to talking about the first book you ever read and the pleasure of reading with children. Are you a lover of books? Then listen on. The great pleasure of being with Wendy Bell, and you're a headmistress.
No, I was. I'm not anymore. I'm just a class teacher now. So.
Ah, from which school?
A school at Bicker, near Donnington in Lincolnshire, little infant junior school.
So you've been a teacher your whole career?
Yes, I have. Since my two children were little, I worked in my father's manufacturing business before that, but when my two children were 4 and 6, I trained to be a teacher.
And which year group do you teach?
Well, I've taught from reception through to year 6. Currently it's year 5 and 6, but it is lovely having taught the whole age range because you can relate to them all, and in the playground they come up and all have a chat, and I do enjoy that.
Do you get the point where you're walking through the street and you get a Mrs. Bell?
Yes, you do. Yes, and the other thing that's really weird is when you see children you taught driving cars and you think, gosh, that shows the years are gone.
Yeah, where did they go?
Yes.
The benefits to children, you know, from a psychological point of view, from a behaviour point of view, and just how their development of growth in language, mm-hmm. How does that actually work from the difference of being read to?
I think children, they're natural sponges, so they're looking to soak up new words, new ways of putting words together all the time. A book, the language has been carefully thought about. You know, the author has really tried different ways and come up with the very best way of moving the story along. And so you're giving children good examples of ways to create pictures in their imagination. So a child will take a sentence and they'll mull it over in their mind, and then they'll try it out in their life. So now I know my name, it says in your unicorn book. They may, if they're learning names of friends at play school or their nursery, or even just in the park, that they will use that phrase and they'll just turn it slightly and say, now I know Fred's name and now I know Susie's name. And this is what I find they do. They take something you've read to them and they bring it into their ordinary life. For example, if you read a book about going to the dentist, then they'll play dentists. So I'm sure after reading your book, they'll be playing unicorns. And it's all developing their language and their knowledge of the world and getting this sense of awe and wonder, which as teachers, we're keen that they have that sense within them.
And what about the benefit to the parent to actually take the time out to read to their child?
Mm. Well, we all know as parents, when we're tired at the end of the day, if you're reading bedtime story, it does require almost a supernatural effort sometimes, but it is worth it because you will get those very special experiences, some of which you will value at the time, but then as they grow up, they may come back to you and say, do you remember when you used to read that story to me? So even years later, you will see that, yes, it was worth having that one-to-one special time or family time when you're reading a book with two or three children. So, yes, it is jolly well worth it.
Obviously, as a parent, you want the best for your child.
Mm.
And if you know it's going to help your child to develop in the best possible way.
We all have different lives and we have busy lives. So it may be that you can't read to your child at the end of the day because maybe you've got more work to do and that's not happening. But find a time when you can in the garden, or whatever works for you. Maybe first thing in the morning. Everybody's life's different. But just try sometimes to find the time to do it. And I think that quality time, even if it's not every day, you will just be so glad later on that you did do it.
As a teacher, have you seen the difference between children that have been read to and those that have not been read to?
I think it's hard to quantify it as simple as that, because there are so many other influences on children. But I think children who've been read to, yes, they come in with a knowledge of how a book works. So we start with the cover and we work through and we go to the end. If you're not used to books, then that's something that you will discover at school, and you're just sort of going to take a little bit longer to get to that point of developing a vocabulary, a sophisticated vocabulary. But I mean, this is the joy of preschools and nurseries and schools, that there are so many books and teachers are passionate about reading, so that will come in where not every child has necessarily had that at home.
That's brilliant, and it just shows the role for teachers and the need for great input in our educational system. You've seen The Little Unicorn.
Yes.
And it's part of our campaign for helping parents to read more with their children, and of course for children to get into reading, because that's where our heart is. We've kept it as simple as we can, but we're sort of bringing out the days and it's repeating so that children say it with us. Obviously the colours are the important thing to learn for the youngsters in this particular Little Unicorn book. So how does that compare, do you think, to other children's books you've seen?
I love the simplicity of it. I think repetition is vital. I've got a 2-year-old grandson, so whatever game we're playing or whatever book we're reading, you are looking to repeat the colours and numbers, because that's how they learn. So I think simplicity and repetition is amazing. The illustrations are beautiful, and it builds as you go through the book. Colours on the unicorn are building, so you're creating that sense of excitement. And when I read with a child, whether it's at school or with my grandchild, I get excited about the book, and we will talk about, well, what do you think lies behind the pond? And maybe there's a forest, and what colours might be in the forest? So I use the book and then let my imagination go wild, and together we can have an amazing story. And then the story's different every time because we go off in a different direction.
All right. So do you think there's more of a skill about reading aloud than people first think?
Absolutely, yes. Reading aloud is sharing your passion for reading and your passion for the wonderful world that we live in with a child. And if you can excite them, then they will want to pick up a book maybe when you're not there.
And what about vocabulary? Do books give a different vocabulary for children?
Yes, they do. My grandson the other day said to his mum, "Mum, what does foolish mean?" And that was because she'd read him a story with the word foolish in, and he'd been thinking about it and come back, because it's not a word that we would necessarily use in our vocabulary.
And what did she say? How did she describe it to him?
I think she just said, well, it's when we're a bit silly, which, you know, the children understand we are all a bit silly, adults and children together. So, yes, it's that discussion. The lovely thing I find about young children is they think about what you've said and what you've read with them for hours and days, and they'll come back a few days later and say, do you remember when we read that? What about this? And that's quite surprising to me. It's not just in the moment. It goes on for days after, which is beautiful.
Is this part of the way a child learns?
Yes, they are reflecting on the experience they've had and coming back to it. And I think in our modern world, where everything's zap and pow and now, we tend to forget that time to reflect. So time sitting together, chatting, looking, being still together, and then coming back and doing the same, you know, reading the same book again, is really important. As children get older, they perhaps lose that. 9, 10, 11 year olds that I teach, maybe they don't always want to read the book over and over, but little ones do.
It's a bit like the bedtime story, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I remember my girls being read to by my dad. One particular story he loved to read was Jack and the Beanstalk, except that he read it different each time. The whole game was how much they corrected him.
Yes.
So as soon as he veered off from the storyline or something, it's, no, Grandad, that's not how it goes.
No, no, exactly right. No, they do know, don't they? I remember reading with my two, we had some little Bible books and we had one about Abraham, and there was one page which, rather like your first page in here, it was black. So you've got, it was a dark black night, something special had happened. And in this book, it was suddenly the stars appeared, and Abraham is promised that his descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. And we used to have this little game of saying it with the most awe in our voices that we could. Look at how many stars in the sky. This is how many children you will have one day. And that was like a little game for us. When we got to that page, it was a special page.
I know Abby Rose has been reading The Little Unicorn to some of her classes. When she gets the slightly older children, they love the part where there's kissing involved.
Oh.
So each flower says, would you like a kiss? And the unicorn says, yes, please. And that's how he changes his colours. But the boys think this is so funny. And they're going to consider, why is there so much kissing in the book? But actually, it made us think, actually, how we view kissing. Because in other cultures, kissing is just a way of saying hello.
Right.
And of course, you know, kissing for this is a transference of colour. But it doesn't say where they kiss.
No.
And we kiss babies on their head. Oh. Quite interesting how they picked up on the kissing part in this particular story.
Yes, that's because they're older children and they've got a different view of the world, haven't they? Yeah, it is interesting.
What do you think the benefits are for a child to be read to by a parent?
Oh, it is impossible to overestimate the benefits. It makes me sound a little bit old, but I do think that in this day where everything is so visual with your mobile phone games and the televisions on in a lot of houses a lot of the time, to just move away from that and to sit and to read and to share a book, you can't possibly overestimate the benefit. Because I see that at school, we've started a little book swap club where children bring in books that they have read over and over and maybe they've grown past, and they're swapping them on a Friday lunchtime, and the joy of, I've got a new book, you know, I'm going to take this one home and read it. And they come to me in the playground and say, look, Mrs. Bell, I've got this new book this week. The joy, it's almost like reading is more precious today because it's so different from the zap and the power of the games, which can overexcite, I think, and in a way books are calming and allow that time for reflection.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy this podcast about books. Each aspect of a book is such a passion for me. Remember, if you've got a book inside you, perhaps a dream to write a book, then I can help you make this a reality. I run an author mentoring program, which takes you through every stage from the initial idea, coaching you through the writing, editing and cover production and all the other elements until you are ripping open the parcel to see your published book for the first time. There's nothing quite like holding your own book in your hands. Limited applications are open throughout the year. Contact me on lady@ladyady.com. Don't forget the E in lady, L-A-D-E-Y, because I'm not a real one. Or go to the website, ladyady.com. Let's see if we've got a match to make your dream, your book, come true.